Moving on to old business, our first item is conditional use number 2439, Eric Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn this over to our esteemed counsel for my motion.
I've got to thank you. So Mr. Butler's motion is to move, we're on, yeah, Eric Johnson, to approve CU 2439 for Eric Johnson for a medical building for outpatient services based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is located along Bridgeville Highway and close to Sussex Highway. There are other commercial zoning districts and uses in this area with a mixture of small businesses and homes. This is an appropriate location for this medical office. Two, the use serves a community need in western Sussex County by creating medical offices and mental health facilities at a convenient location. Three, the use as a medical office will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. Four, the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, there was no opposition to this application. And six, the recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Additional hours for emergency purposes are permitted. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet on each side shall be permitted. C, the use shall comply with the parking requirements set forth in the zoning code. There shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. D, all entrance, intersection, and roadway improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. E, all exterior lighting shall be directed downward so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. And G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Second. Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2439, Eric Johnson, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2488, Kelly Benson.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2488 for Kelly Benson for a water sports recreational facility based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for a paddleboard and kayak rental and launching area for access to the Assawoman Canal, Assawoman Bay, and Assawoman Wildlife Refuge. Two, the property has both wetlands and uplands on it, but they will be little, if any, disturbance of the wetlands and very few improvements required to implement this use. Three, a representative of the town of Ocean View appeared and testified on behalf of the town in favor of this application. Four, this use will provide a recreational amenity for residents and visitors to Sussex County. Five, the use will not adversely impact the neighborhood, area roadways, or the environment. Six, there was no opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation shall be subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the use of paddleboard, kayak, or similar water sports equipment rental and launch facility. No motorized watercraft shall be permitted on the site or accessing or assessing waterways from the site. B, the use shall be subject to all necessary state agency approvals, included but not limited to DLDOT, Deneric, and the Sussex County Conservation District and or the Tax Ditch Commission. For use of the adjacent tack ditch for access to other waterways. C, no retail sales shall be permitted from the site other than paddleboards, kayaks, or equipment used in the activity. Any sales shall be limited and incidental to the primary use as a launching facility. No sale of food or drink shall be permitted from the site. D, all of the parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan, and there shall not be any parking within the site's front yard setback. E, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. It shall not be used to advertise retail sales or water sports equipment. F, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of roadways and neighboring properties. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2488 Kelly Benson for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Okay, ladies.